It is 3:47, so we will start our special city council meeting. As always, we'll start with a moment of silence, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. Okay.
Pledge of Allegiance to the right of the United States of America. To your government, or just as one nation, under indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So, Mr. Crawford, would you like to call the roll, please?
Certainly, we have Garth Baldwin.
Present.
Yeah, I appreciate you just said present. I can see a smiling face. Now we have Eric Davidson.
Here.
Karina Higgins.
Present.
Mike Hill.
Present.
Ryan Lopez.
Here.
Richard May.
Here.
And Mary Lou Stewart.
Here. Okay, the first item then would be audience participation. If there's anybody in the audience that would like to speak, you have 3 minutes to speak. I would ask that you, as always, please give your name and address, and you have 3 minutes to say what you would like to say to us.
I'll just say at this point in time, we have one member in the Zoom room who is not on council or staff. And if that member wishes to speak, they should unmute themselves and just say they want to speak at this time. I can give it 15 seconds.
There being no audience participation, we will go on to our item on our agenda today, please. Mr. Jones.
So, Madam Mayor, the item on the agenda is a contract with David Wilbrecht for interim city manager. At council's direction, the city attorney and I developed a contract in negotiations with Mr. Wilbrecht. Essentially, this contract takes into account the city manager's salary and benefit expenses, and then annualizes that based into an hourly wage. There are some additional challenges that are worked through in this contract because Mr. Wilbrecht is retired under Washington State PERS, which sets limits on the number of hours that someone can work during a year without the loss of retirement benefits. And then there are things related to the Affordable Care Act and whatnot that made it necessary for us to sort of nuance a few items. You'll notice that the contract is for an hourly wage and it is for 30 hours a week. So Mr. Wilbrecht will need to report his hours and will be eligible for overtime under Washington state law if he works more than 40 hours in a week. That's unlikely to happen very often because of the 30-hour contracted amount. There is an option in there for council to require additional hours, more than 30, if that's necessary. But if Mr. Wilbrecht goes over the PERS allowance before the end of the year, he would be made whole by the city by paying, in addition to his salary, what he would have received in state retirement benefits. That would likely only happen during December. If that were to happen at all, then you'd have to work him 40 hours or more until then for that to trigger. He's allowed to work 867 hours in a year. Then that restarts in January. So it's not a cumulative thing. It's only cumulative until the end of the year. And then, for example, if you've got right up to the limit and you were having his services for another month or two in January and February, he would have a whole new 800 plus hours that could be accrued. So it should work out pretty well. Dave and I joked a bit about it because it's really only a part-time job, so he shouldn't have any problems fitting it in under 30 hours a week. On the plus side, he's actually has some planned vacations. So I think you're gonna find it works out pretty well. Dave is here if you have any questions for him, but otherwise it's pretty straightforward and it is what council asked us to prepare.
Are there any questions from anyone on the city council?
Do we have a set
date when this is done, or is it at will, or what's the parameters on this one?
It's at will, sir.
Do we as a council want to look at this in 6 months again and see if we want to keep doing it, or do we want to look at it in a year? I mean, how do we want to evaluate how things are going, or do we even want to? Because it is an interim position, and we're not necessarily looking for a long term out of them. I mean, does anybody have any thoughts about looking at this in 6 months and rubber stamping it, or do we just go forward till we decide we're?
I think that if we have, can I speak?
Yes, I can say, Mr. Mayor, your turn.
I think we're in a race to get a new long-term city manager as soon as we possibly can. And if we do within a month or two, then that answers itself. And if we haven't yet by 6 or 7 months, then we're struggling. And I think at will is the way to go with this, because ideally, if we could solve it all tomorrow, we would.
And I would say it is drafted with the intention that the city council is going to begin immediately on the recruitment process for a permanent full-time city manager, and that Mr. Wilbrecht's term would end when council hired someone new. So much like Mr. May mentioned there, it's intended to go only until you find someone else, and it's can be terminated at any time. By either party, I would point out. So bear that in mind.
Are there any further questions to Mr. Jones on this, from council members? Could I have then a motion to approve this contract, please? Move to approve the contract as presented. Is there a seconder?
I second.
Okay, it's approved and seconded. Are there any questions that council members want to bring up before we have the vote?
Just, I wanted to ask our candidate if he had any questions before executing the contract, and if it was agreed to, if you had opportunity to consult council before agreeing to the terms.
Well, good evening, good afternoon, council. I didn't have an attorney look at it, but it's pretty straightforward, and it's not the first interim contract that I've worked through, participated in, so it's pretty straightforward. It does evergreen, you know, in the sense that if there's a candidate not found, we could continue this for as long as we need to. We'd have to talk about that, of course. And that answers part of Councilman Davidson's question. It also could be terminated if you found a suitable candidate quickly, which it works for you. This is the point of this, is to find somebody and get them installed as quickly as possible, reasonably possible. So I think that works out for both parties. The hours that we talked about are just the facts of how the law operates. And that's certainly, I think, fortunate for us that it gives really a 6 month window of time, which I think is probably what you're going to need to finally go through this process. So we'll just have to work our way through. My plan is to keep it to 30 hours, but if it has to be 40, we'll coordinate with you and talk to you about that, and put more pressure on Sam and step up. He's got unlimited hours he can work. So we'll see about weekends and nights on that. But I think it should be fine, and we'll walk through a problem if it comes up and find solutions.
I think my question, though, was simply just making sure that you were comfortable with the terms and that you felt that you had enough ample opportunity to consult with outside expertise if you felt that was needed.
Right. It's perfect. It's good. Yeah, thank you for asking.
Thank you.
Are there any further questions that anyone would like to ask of Mr. Jones or Mr. Wilbrecht? All right, if not, I will ask for the vote. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Are there any opposed? Okay, this it's been passed 7-0. That being the only business of the meeting, I will adjourn the meeting at 3:57.